Great day, everybody. Omar Muhammad here, helping you improve and progress in business and in life. Hey, as you can see, we're doing something different with the Breakthrough Podcast. We'll continue some of our interviews. We'll probably kick some more of those off in the month of June and July. But as you see, we're actually doing some more content, adding more speakers and workshops from our Room to Grow initiative, as well as our monthly meetup. So those two will become part of the Breakthrough Podcast. So hope you're enjoying those. Some great information that we have from individuals who will help provide you with some information and resources to help you start, operate, and scale your business. So send me an email, let me know how the videos are, the workshops are doing for you. You can always email me at omar@edacmorgan.com. That's omar@edacmorgan.com. Until we see each other again, continue to improve and progress. Peace. All right, great day, everybody. This is our monthly, what we call our meetup, our continuing education. This is what those individuals who are participating in the Returning Citizens Aspire to Develop Entrepreneurial Ventures, we call it RIDE for short. This is one of the workshops that individuals who are looking to have really access to capital. How can a individual who is thinking about starting or even operating, growing their business, how can they get access to capital? So we have a special guest in the house, and she's going to go over with you on how to do just that. And she'll talk about some of the resources that they have as well. So without further ado, I will turn it over to Vicki Davis. Vicki, the floor is yours. And welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, Omar. Hello, everybody. My name is Vicki Davis, and I am I'm a loan officer for Life Asset. I'm a director of loans and training. So not only do we give you money to start your business, we also give you money to have training and everything, and that is free. You can go to the next slide.
Okay, there we go. Oops. There we go.
So Life Asset is a nonprofit based out of Washington, D.C., but we do loans in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. And so if even in Baltimore, you can apply for a Life Asset loan. Most of the times, 9 times out of 10, you probably will get approved. We really don't look at credit, but we do help people, and you'll be able to start small and then go on and on. But we have a loan fund, and we partner with the SBA. And so I have in my portfolio over 1,000 entrepreneurs that have gotten loans from me, and they're really thriving. The banks, I'm a 30-year banker. So I used to be a regional manager at TD and a regional manager at Citibank. And I saw people coming in, and they did not have what it took to get a loan from a bank. And so even if you're just starting a business or thinking about starting a business, we can give you the money to buy your first inventory, to even get your licensing. So you don't have to be licensed or anything else like that. So what happens is the federal government and all of the other banks give us money to put out on the street, and we take that risk instead of them. Okay. So we also have a financial literacy component to our loans, and it's called LifeSense. Excuse me. And even if you're not a member of a Life Asset, you can still go to our website, and you'll be able to click on and do LifeSense for free. So I'll talk about that a little while longer. You can go to the next slide.
Yeah, and Vicki, as I'm going to the next slide, you said you have funding available to help people get licensing. So like with truckers or cosmetologist. I mean, there's money available for that.
Yes, is money available for that if they need to do their continuing education. But those people, if you want to sell t-shirts, you still need a license. So you still need to buy the t-shirts. So we can give you money for that. And even if you have not started yet. But our lending model is a little different from the banks. So we have something called social collateral. So that means you don't have to put up your car. You don't have to put up your house. You want to have other people that are like-minded like yourself that you know that want to start a business, already have a business. And it's sort of called an accountability group. And so I don't know if you know, but when you're in business, you cannot do everything by yourself. And so you need yourself and two other entrepreneurs to get started. And what you would do is I would get a loan for my business, Omar would get a loan for his business, and Jasmine would get a loan for her business. Depending on what they, my bank statements, depending on his bank statements or her bank statements and her credit score or our credit scores will determine what type of loan you would get from Life Asset. So this model is from 2006 and it's a Grameen Bank model. And the ambassador of India saw the women that were selling their stuff in the marketplace. And he said, you know what? If I gave them a little bit more money, they will be able to sell more and they'll be able to have more money for their family. So he said, you can't come by yourself. You need to get a loan. You need to get a loan. You need to get a loan. And then once that loan is paid back, then you all will get a bigger loan. And that's exactly what we do. You can go to the next slide. So how does the work group work together? You must know each other. You don't want to meet anybody on the street and say, hey, come on and let's get this loan. You want to know somebody. You want to trust them. And you want them to be able to have a conversation with each other. And then one person is the group leader. And then they are the people that cause the other people. Have you been paying on your loan? Do you need any help with anybody? Anything? Y'all can set business goals and everybody can meet. It's up to you all how you want to run your group. But each entrepreneur gets their own loan for their own business and they're responsible to pay it back themselves. No one is responsible for paying anybody else's loan. However, if someone in the group does not pay or is not paying, no one can get a bigger loan until they start paying. No, they don't have to pay it off. No, they just need to call us. Let us know what's going on. If you lost your job or if you I don't know, anything happens, they just need to let us know what's going on and then they can get back into good standing. Go to the next. And so I'm going to say this before, I know people are like, oh my God,
yeah.
I don't want to do that. I don't want to depend on anybody else. But we have a 96% repayment rate because if I'm trying to get a larger loan, I'm going to call Omar and say, Omar, please start paying on your loan. 9 times out of 10, people have gotten a new bank account and they forgot to tell us. So we don't have, our repayment rate is 96%. That means almost everybody is a better repayment rate than the banks with people going by themselves.
Absolutely.
And so, yes. And so I would then call Omar. Omar would be, oh my God, let me call Miss Vicky and let me give her my right account number. It's as easy as that. Or Omar might say, oh my God, I don't have the money. I lost my job. Let me call Miss Vicky and let her know.
Right.
It's communication. So that's all we ask for is communication. So it's so easy to apply with us. All you need is 3 months of bank statements. So right now, if you apply in May, we would need February, March, and April bank statements. You can send us your business bank statements, your personal bank statements, or both. You don't need a business plan. You do not need a certain credit score. And then every Tuesday, we go over everybody's loans and we'll call you. We want to know your story. What are you exactly doing? And we want to make sure that you can afford the loan. So we don't want to give you a loan and you already have negative bank statements at the end of the month. We can't, we don't want to give you a loan. So we will fit the loan in how you can afford it. And then after 6 months, no matter what the terms are, after 6 months, you're able to pay that loan off and apply for a larger loan. You can go to the next one.
All right. So as I'm going to the next one, I know people are going to be asking, man, why do they need my bank statements?
We want to make sure that you can afford the loan.
Absolutely. Yep.
And that's the biggest thing. You know, we don't want to hurt you. So we want to see how you're managing your money before we give you money. Mm-hmm. And the good thing is our loans range from $500 to $10,000. The first loan with us, though, is between $500 and $2,500. And then after you pay that loan off, depending on how much you got, so say you got a $1,000 loan, you pay that off with no problem, and then the next loan will be $2,000. You got a $2,500 loan, your next loan could be $3,500, $4,500, or maybe even $5,000, depending on what the bank statement looks like when you send us. The amount you're approved for will determine how, if you can pay it back. So, you know, all our loans are not over 1 year. Some of our loans are exactly 6 months. Some of our loans are over 2 years. Some of our loans are over 3 years, 4 years. So it just depends on how much it is and where we can help you fit the payment into your bank statements. You go to the next slide.
So as we move to the next slide, so if I'm part of a group and it's three of us, are all of us applying for, let's say we need 500, or let's say I need 500, you need 1,000, and Jasmine needs 1,000. It doesn't work that way?
Yes. So everybody will get their own individual loan, and based on your bank statement, your own individual bank statement, that's how much you will get. So you might get 500, Jasmine might get the whole 2,500, and I might only get 1,000 based on my credit score and my bank statements. But we really don't look at the credit score. We really look at the bank statements to see if you can afford the loan.
Okay, thank you.
So we just added something new the other, not even a month ago. Mm. We're now doing car and auto loans. 6%. Some of the banks are charging more than 6%. So 6%, there's no closing fees. This is a collateralized loan. This is where if you don't pay, we come and get your car, right?
Right.
Just like everybody else. You will fill out the same loan application. This credit score has to be 600 or over. So you, this for just the auto loan, your credit score needs to be 600 or over. You still don't need a business plan, and you do still need the bank statements for 3 months, and now you need 2 years of tax return. And this is only for the auto loan. The rest of our loans, you don't need all this. The rest of our loans, you just need the 3 months bank statements, the picture of your credit score, and your ID. That's all you need. You can go to the next.
Are food trucks eligible for this?
Yes. So this loan here, mm-hmm. Go back to that, Scott. This loan here goes from $10,000 to $50,000.
Okay.
So food trucks are right on in there.
Okay. Good deal.
And you can, yes. So again, group eligibility. You need to know each other. You know, a lot of people that are in different groups and entrepreneurship groups and stuff, they have been there with each other for a year, 2 years, or whatever, they can form a group. You might have your sister, brother, and a cousin. You can form a group with them. You can form a group with anybody that you know, and remember, know and trust to apply for a loan. But if you don't want to do a group, you say, no, Miss Davis, I don't want to do that. We do have something called a credit building loan. So you can go to the next slide. So our credit building loans are very small, $250 to $500. You don't need a group, but this is just to improve your credit score. So we don't give you that money once you sign a promissory note. This one is, if you sign a promissory note, you will say, I promise to pay $41 every month for 6 months. And then once you pay that $41 to us every month for 6 months, at the end, we would then give you the $500 or the $250. So it's a little reverse, but you're also building your credit, and you're not in a group. When you're in a group, you get more money. If you're not in a group, you have to do this. So you won't even get the money until you already paid into it. You go to the next slide. So let's talk about what our interest rate. Interest rate on all our loans are 6% on a declining basis. So example, if you got a $1,000 loan, 12 months, that loan you pay $86.08 on the loan, you'll just pay $31 in interest over the 12 months, and you will get that $1,000 put in your bank account within a week. So it's very easy to apply for our loans. Like I said, if you get all your paperwork in by Monday, we have a meeting on Tuesday. You come sign your paperwork on Thursday, and you will have your money in your account by the next Tuesday. Very quick, very easy to do. You can go to the next one.
Oops. There we go.
So remember I told you we have training and networks events. So even today, we partnered with TD this month because it's Small Business Month. And so they've been doing our training every Thursday at 12 o'clock. So we have lunch and learns. So every Thursday at 12 o'clock, today he went over marketing analysis for your business plan. Next week, we will have business plan 101. So they'll tell you what to put in your business plan, why you need a business plan. And then the following Thursday at 12 is business plan 102, part two. So you're able to get this free training. The following week, those people that have food or beverage, we have a training on the 17th where you can get information. Mr. Tate is the co-founder of DMV Black Restaurant Week. So he has monthly training for food. Janine Biggins, she's our marketing person. Every month we have a marketing workshop. So we have workshops every month at 12 o'clock for you. Then we also have networking events. And then again, I told you about LifeSense, which is a free financial literacy training that's based on the way you ask the questions, and it's built just for you. You can go to the next slide. So this is me. I now have purple hair, as you can see. A little shorter, but it's there. I'm a 30-year banker, so I've been in banking for over 30 years. Regional manager for TD Bank, regional manager for Citibank. I ran Operation Hope for a couple of years. I taught the Aspire class for DC government. So I taught the Aspire Return of Citizen class for DC. I'm an adjunct professor at UDC. I wrote their curriculum for entrepreneurship, and I've been teaching entrepreneurship for a long time. Mm-hmm. So I really know what I'm talking about. And if I don't know, I know who to reach out to. The next person on my team is Mr. Tate. You can go. That's like I said, he's helped me do some training with the Return of Citizen also and business training, but he's been doing food for years. He's running successful companies with food. And right now he's a consultant for people to open up their, get their catering and open up restaurants and everything like that. You could go to the next slide. So this is my contact information, excuse me. That is my email address. That is my phone number. Mr. Tate, like I said, if you do anything with food, you would contact him or email him. And then Janine is our marketing person. So if you have any questions about marketing, you would contact Janine. And that is it. Does anybody have any questions?
All right. So I do. Let me come on. There we go. You can see me now. All right. Good deal. So this is good. You know, this is an opportunity for people to really get access to some micro lending, micro loans, if you will. And you know, everybody don't need a whole bunch of money. You know, they just need money to, you know, for maybe something small or something licensing. I'm glad that you said licensing. I'm actually I know an individual who is looking for funding for a specific license that she needs in order for her to do her business. And she was asking me, you know, are there any micro loans out there for that? And I'm glad that you said that. And then the food truck, you know, I know food trucks are just popping up everywhere. And if individuals now have this opportunity to utilize the car, the vehicle loan, that's an opportunity for them to get started. So there's really no excuse. And you provide training on
Yes.
a regular basis.
We provide training, and then you can call me, and we do one on I do one-on-one training with your business. People don't realize that, you know, they only focus this way, but I, you know, when I'm sitting there, I'm looking at the big picture for your business, and I'll be able to assist you in drawing a roadmap to where you need to go. And like I said, I've had so many businesses, and I'll give you an example. The young lady named Pinky. Yes, that's her name, Pinky. She came to me 5 years ago, and I gave her $1,500 to get her business license. She then bought a food truck. She got a business license. She was doing school lunches. Then she started doing catering. From there, she bought a food truck, and now she has a restaurant on Connecticut Avenue called Flavor Tree.
Oh, wow.
And each time she came back, we gave her a little bit more. She came back, she paid it off, gave her a little bit more. Until now, that's what's happening. So we are there to grow with you. We're there to help you. The credit part, don't worry about that. Everybody like, oh, you ain't gonna give me no money because of my credit. Shelby, I'm not gonna give you no money because you don't have no money in your account. That's something different. And then the whole thing is, if you don't have the money right now in your account, and I don't mean that you have to have a $500, $1,000 to, no, if you have $100 in your account at the end of the month, I can give you a loan. If you have $50 in your account at the end of the month, I can give you a loan. But if you send me 3 months of negative bank statements and you have no money and you owe the bank money for 3 months straight, I cannot help you. Now, I could tell you what to do. I will help you with a budget. I will do all that. And then in 3 more months, then you come back and apply. So it's not a no. It's if you do this, then come back and see me.
Absolutely.
And so, like I said, we try to help everybody. We want to meet you where you are. We don't expect you to know everything. We don't expect you to, I think people think they have to know everything and do everything by themselves. You don't have to do anything by yourself. We're here to help you. And even though you're in Baltimore, I will come up there and sign your promissory notes up there, so you don't even have to travel to DC if you don't want to. And then I would do some classes for you, either on Zoom or in person. So that's what we do. We try to help people because if we don't help each other, nobody else will.
Absolutely. All right. So I see a couple of people who joined. Are there any questions for Vicky?
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, Randy.
My name Randy. I joined a little late, so I called.
You're on mute.
You on mute, Randy?
I have so many bots. Can you hear me?
Yep, we got you.
All right, I joined in a little late, but I did see your information and everything that you were saying, say Life Assets. That's your organization.
Yes.
All right. I did have a question. I didn't really catch the whole presentation. But I know as far as me, I'm trying to expand. Like I got a nice clientele base and I'm trying to do some other things as far as expanding and tapping into a couple of different other areas. So my funding as far as like me looking for grants and money to expand and how to go about that. And like you said, I've been trying to build business credit or different things that I need to do to expand. So I did get my Dun's Brunt Street, my you know that. But I've been trying to build that up to expand. Like I got ideas and I know that I got the clients and you know, I got a platform to do the things that I'm trying to do. But when it comes to funding and stuff like that, I wasn't sure to go about it as far as getting grants and loans and so forth.
So you can call me. If you go back to the slide before then.
I screenshotted that, yeah.
Okay, so that's my information. Send me an email. You can call me, but don't call me before 1 o'clock.
Okay.
I don't get up to 12 sometimes. So don't call me before 1 o'clock. You can text me, but I can help you, you know, do that. You didn't say what your business was, though.
Well, right now, I'm in lawn care. My main business is lawn care, but we do a lot of other services for our clients, homeowners and stuff. So I got about 100, I'm going to say like 125. We downsized a little bit. So I got about 125 clients right now, but I do a lot of other stuff on moving in Harlem, pressure washing, putting stuff together, whatever they need me to do. But I also work with a lot of real estate people and property managers and stuff like that. So I'm trying to tap into the evictions and demolitions and so forth. And, you know, in Baltimore, we got so many vacant houses and stuff like that. So my plan is to get my MBE license and start getting contracts from the city to gut these houses out and help them demolition them, demo them, demolish them. But I, like, the demand is there for everything that I'm trying to do. But as far as going about it and building my team up, that's where I'm struggling at a little bit.
Okay, yeah, you can give me a call. We can do a meeting. If I get enough people to come up Baltimore, I can do one-on-ones with you. I can do a Zoom. Or you can come to D.C. My office is in D.C., but right now I'm in Beltsville. I don't know if anybody know where the IKEA is, right off the highway.
Yeah, I drive and I got GPS. I can get there.
Okay, so my office right now is in Beltsville, so you can come. And we can talk about your business and see how we can exactly help you.
Sounds good to me.
All right. Thank
Brandon,
you.
Brandon, do you want to say what your business is?
He said it, Vicky. I think
Brandon?
Brandon. I'm not bad. Is Brandon on? Oh, Brandon. Yep.
Hello, can you hear me?
Uh-huh. Yes, got you, Brandon.
Hey, yeah, I'm a friend of Randy's. I have a business, an LLC that I formed like 2 years ago. Uh-huh. I actually haven't done any business though. I do W-2 work. Uh-huh. So I was looking to partner with Randy doing demolitions and dumpster hauling and renting.
So I'm gonna ask you one question, Brandon.
Yes, ma'am.
Have you paid your $300?
Yes, I have.
For the second year?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I've been talking to people and they missed their April 1st deadline, and then that stuff doubles and everything. So you want to make sure that you're doing that. So, okay. So yeah, if you and Randy want to come together, you can. It's up to you all.
Yeah, that would be great. I mean, yeah, I know where Beltsville is. It's right there.
Okay. So, you know, send me an email, so I'll have your email addresses.
Okay.
Send me an email, and then after you send me an email, I'll be able to give you a date that we can meet and talk.
Okay.
It's just that simple.
That's simple. Yeah. All right. Well, good deal. All right. So if there's no other questions, Vicky, as always, you know, this is some great information. And, you know, we'll work to get something set up here in Baltimore where you can come down, come up to see individuals that we're working with. So we really appreciate you, as always.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. And thank everybody for joining. Yep. Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye.
This is Bookshop Production.